Yeah, it's been a lot of work and a lot of hours put in, and you know, I'm sure there's, you know, I hope that the feeling from the general public is you know, thank goodness that the water didn't impact us like we thought, but you know, I think that being prepared is still very important, even though, you know, in this case we seem to escape you know the bulk of the disaster, and we were prepared for it. And there's a lot of work that goes into that. In that short time, there were two levees built. One levee was built completely right across I-29, down near mile marker 4. And it was amazing to see. It involved a lot of people, especially DOT and the National Guard. I watched them work, and I couldn't believe how fast they... I would have not even thought that you could put a levee up that fast. And as far as shutting the interstate down, I realize a lot of people view that as an inconvenience, but, you know, it's certainly a necessary inconvenience for the safety of people and the protection of their property. And, you know, now here we are 24 hours later, and everything's back to normal, but those people were protected and had the water come, you know, as anticipated, you know, we would have been prepared for it.
You betcha. But
it's a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot of meetings and a lot of technical stuff and planning that goes into it. You know, we had both the governor, the lieutenant governor down here, and you know, Highway Patrol, DOT, National Guard, and then all the local, you know, the sheriffs and emergency managers, and I mean, mayors and chiefs of police and everyone else involved in these meetings. And it, you know, everyone has their concerns, and it's not easy trying to, you know, everybody's trying to keep everybody happy, but make sure that we're prepared. And that's not an easy task.
Right, and did you guys have any traffic problems with the shutdown or during the shutdown, truckers out on where they shouldn't be or whatever?
You know, not really. Most people were compliant, very good. And I you know, I talked to Vermilion Chief of Police, and I talked to Clay County Sheriff. There's a lot of the traffic went through their area, and it definitely increased the traffic flow through Clay County and through Vermilion. And I actually, in talking to them today, they just said other than the high volume of traffic, they had no problems. Everybody was well-behaved, obeying the speed limit. It went good. Without, you know, I don't want to act like it's really simple, because in the beginning, you know, there were a lot of complications when we first, you know, were setting up the detour, and it was a difficult detour. It was the best one. You know, the only other option would have been to route people all the way over to Highway 81, which is a simple detour to follow, but a lot more distance you're putting on, and that was kind of the tough decision to make, because there's just no easy way, but we didn't want people traveling, you know, further out of their way than they had to. We got a lot of help from Nebraska and Iowa, who were affected by this. I know that Nebraska had to improve some of their roads to handle the semi-traffic, and, you know, I thank them for that and for helping, you know, because we couldn't have moved the traffic through South Dakota had they not been able to do that.
When I'm kind of new around here, when have we ever done anything like this before, or when have you ever been involved in something like this?
You know, I haven't really, for the most part. I mean, I've been a part of many interstate shutdowns, but they're usually due to weather issues and things like that. This was, I think that over the years we've just got better at preparing for emergencies and disasters. I think the government has done a lot better. I don't say that because I work for the government. It's definitely people over my head. But, I know that, like, we sit in on conference calls, and, you know, I've been in supervision for a long time. And I you know, 8, 9, 10 years ago, I don't remember us having so many people at the table when we do this. You know, you've got a lot of state departments, local and county involvement, and we get people involved like, you know, the weather service and things like that, that are giving us constant updates on what the weather is doing, you know, to help us be prepared and you know, how much accumulation of rain and the wind and all these things that come into play, whether it be a winter storm or flooding due to rain. You know, all those things and that information and looking at these charts to make the predictions, it's impressive, the, you know, the knowledge and the information that goes in there. And I really, you know, hope the citizens of South Dakota feel comfortable knowing there's some very intelligent people out there looking out for their safety.
All I can say, it was a busy, amazing 24 hours or so.
Yeah, and you know, I honestly, it would have defeated the purpose, but I wish people could have went down and seen how fast they built that levee and how fast they took it apart as well. It was amazing.